Shalom, everybody. In the fifth aliyah of Parashat Bereishit, we have four psukim. In the last aliyah, we said that Cain's ultimate punishment would be delayed for seven generations. This aliyah describes the sixth generation after Cain. This was Lemech, and we hear in this aliyah about Lemech's wives and his children. These children were the seventh generation after Cain. The Torah in this very short aliyah seems to tell us unnecessary details about Lemech's wives and his children. We hear that Lemech married two women. One was named Ada and one was named Tzila. Then we hear that Lemech has, with these two wives, three children. Yaval is the first person to live in tents and to work and to operate in the profession of shepherding. Excuse me, another child is Yuval. And it was Yuval who conceived and developed song and the use of musical instruments. And we have in this aliyah again Tuval Cain, a third child. He was the first person to invent and to produce copper and iron tools. And we have to ask, what purpose does the Torah have in telling us these details? Why are they important? The Malbim Rav Meir Leibush ben Yechiel Michel Weiser, who died in 1879, says in his Perush on the Chumash that the Torah's detailing of these pioneering activities served an important function. The Torah is telling us these details about shepherding, about music, about manufacturing, to tell us that with this generation, the world was introduced to commerce, to private property, to wealth accumulation. With this generation, we hear about the introduction of music and all its beauty and the importance of music in the development of the world. We also hear about manufacturing, building the world, using the building blocks that Hashem gives us to change the world, to improve the world. And this is indeed an incredible thing. However, as great as these things are, as crucial as commerce, manufacturing, and the arts are for our world, there is a danger that comes along with these activities. So for example, the Malbim says that Yuval developed musical instruments in order to attract women for znut purposes, and other Mefarshim and other, including Rashi, have other nefarious ways that these innovations were used. The Malbim gives another example. He highlights another example of these dangers. He says that in those times, pagans who were exposed to such pioneers and innovators claimed that it was the gods who devised these innovations and created these activities. You had the god of business, you had the god of wealth, you had the god of the arts, etc., etc. And these innovations were so groundbreaking, and they shifted the paradigms of the times so dramatically that people thought and people claimed that they were from the gods. In the words of the Malbim, Shayu miachasim lakol ish shimtzi eze melacha koach elokit. The Torah, however, says the Malbim, in order to reject and to rebuff these spurious claims, the Torah makes it very clear that they are human innovations, ordinary humans, mortals, who brought these into the world. Of course, we believe that everything that man does is with God's direction and assistance. More than that, without God, so to speak, nothing in the entire universe would exist, let alone the innovations of commerce, etc. It is Hashem who imbues all of us with the power of creativity and in inspiration. But the Torah time and again, and this aliyah is just one example, the Torah time and again tells us to be careful not to think for a moment that anything we do is devoid, chas v'shalom, of Hashem's hand. There's so many examples throughout the Torah. Take a look, for example, in Parashat Ekev in Devarim Perek Chet, and we're told to be careful that when we become comfortable with beautiful homes and large herds, etc., we have to be careful not to get too haughty. We can't say, kochi v'otzem yadi asali et achayel hazeh. We have to remember that it is God who does all this. There is great, great value to the contributions of Lemech's children. Where would we be as humans? Where would we be as Jews were it not for their innovations? The world needs commerce. The world needs manufacturing. And song and music, for example, They are essential parts of our Avodat Hashem, in the Mikdash, in our Tfilot. However, we have to be forever mindful of the Malbim's explanation of our Aliyah, and we have to be forever mindful of what the Torah says time and again. All these innovations, and all of the innovations throughout human history, are powerful tools, but they are just that. They are tools. Tools to be used in the service of Hashem, not, chas v'shalom, to undermine that service. Have an amazing day, everyone.